This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Rachel Lopez, the founder and editor for an upcoming Christian millennial magazine. It's called Soul Tread. Rachel, thanks for chatting with us.
Thanks for having me, Laura.
At this stage, the magazine is a concept, it's an idea, and you've got a lot of people supporting it. Tell us why you wanted to create this new print magazine, particularly for millennial Christians.
Well, something that we found was millennials are quite disengaged from current print media. They spend a lot of their time online consuming content. So it might seem strange that we've decided to do a print magazine for them. But by talking to millennials, we found they're just so overwhelmed by this digital content that's coming in. And also the fact that it's quite divisive and American-centric. So they wanted something that's Australian, something that's more nuanced, that really speaks to them in their context, in their Australian context.
And we have had a lot of digital immersion, if you want to call it that, in the last few months, given so much of our lives has had to be online. Why do you think having something physical, something tangible makes a difference? Because it's something in the way that we consume it, you've mentioned previously, not just actually what we're reading.
Yeah, definitely. It's more, I find myself even reading an article online that's really incredible, but I'm not really reading it. I'm kind of skim reading it. And in between that, I'm checking Facebook and Instagram. I might pause it and I'll save it for later. So there is that element of not really deeply reading, not really taking it in. And then it's all about sharing it, liking, commenting, looking at the comments on the comments. And it starts to get quite divisive on the internet, especially in things of faith and talking about culture. And so that's sort of why we want to shift that a little bit from that. We're not against technology. Mm. I love a good Instagram scroll, and we use the best of technology to put Soul Tread together. But it's about putting technology in its place and having some time away from the screen.
And how do you think that affects that sort of behaviour of scrolling, of flicking, of sharing and that kind of thing? How do you think that affects us from a faith perspective? If the content that is meant to encourage our faith and maybe prompt deeper thinking, if we're engaging with it in that kind of skim-based manner, how do you think that affects us from a spiritual perspective?
I think it definitely affects the way that we read the Bible. I think when we have times where we read the Bible deeply, that's you're trained to read and to really dive in deeply. But if everything we're looking at is on a surface level and is so just little short bursts on your phone, that's not really training you to read and to really understand. And so one thing that I've been doing is trying to just do 25 minutes of short bursts of just reading without any distraction, like turning my phone on aeroplane mode, and doing that with the Bible as well is really helpful, because we're just so used to checking our phones constantly, and it just doesn't help us, I don't think, in our concentration level and in being contemplative people and deep thinkers.
You realize it's maybe a whole lot harder to have that quiet time than you think. Like, that's a real test, actually, to, you know, try and read that many verses undistracted. But you did mention a moment ago the idea of a lot of what already exists being American-centric. And I think we know that if you're somebody who tries to find content that is faith-related, there is so much that comes out of America. It is very rich there. There is a lot of deep thinking in it, but it can feel a little bit removed from our Australian context. Why do you feel like we need local Australian voices speaking into that kind of faith arena as opposed to just receiving what comes from overseas?
Well, I think it's really important to connect with our Indigenous brothers and sisters as well. And if we're constantly just reading American content, then we're not really getting that. But there's another element of just little things. Americans tend to write for Americans. So even little things like connecting the liturgical seasons with the seasons. And, you know, you're sitting there going, but even though, you know, we're in Australia, we don't have snow in Advent, but they sort of assume that you do. So those little things actually, when we're reading, we think, are they really writing for us? And we're constantly shifting, going, how are we applying this to Australian context? But it's nice to actually have a break and listen to someone who's Australian and that really understands the culture here, but also just not getting too consumed by all the politics and things that are going on there, because we have things going on here. We have issues here that we need to deal with, we need to address, and it's really great to have Australian voices speak into them.
We don't want to kind of forget that, I suppose. So, Soul Tread, the first issue is expected in December. You're getting all of the wheels turning to make that happen. What sort of stories are you going to include in that first issue?
One of our regular columns is a work and faith column. So each edition, we have someone interviewing three workers in a particular field. So in our first edition, that's the lost trade. So we have a carpenter and a designer being interviewed, and some other people as well. And so it's really about connecting your faith and your work. But the three sections we have in the magazine are around sustainable faith, churches, community, and cultural engagement. So it's about your relationship with God, your relationship with each other, and your relationship with the world around you.
It sounds like it's going to be a really great selection, and it's going to be a quarterly magazine. How do you hope that it affects the people reading it that actually decide to pick up a copy of Soul Tread?
Well, I really hope it helps them to grow in their faith. And one thing that's really affected me over the last few years is seeing millennials fall away from the faith and even fall into the trap of a lot of this divisive content online that's leading them away. And so having something that sustains and encourages your faith journey, and also hearing the stories of people and what they're doing, whether that's out in the world or in the church, that encourages them in their own journey. It's not about theological arguments. It's about real life. And that's something that we're really passionate about.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for chatting with us about it, Rachel. How can people stay up to date with what you guys are doing with the magazine?
Sure. Well, we have our website, soultreadmag.com. We also are on social media, on Instagram and on Facebook. We spend most of our time encouraging people to get offline. That's how we use ironically, that's how we use social media. But we have a huge following on social media. So jump on online and follow us. And, you'll see links to be able to purchase the magazine.
Fantastic, Rachel. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.